helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for October 18th, 2006. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, please consider a tip in our online tip jar. You'll find links on the website. Today's show, from the archives, When I'm 64. First published March 7th, 2003. Having celebrated my 42nd birthday, I find myself looking at the world and my career a little differently every day. Little by little, I've realized that no matter how much I love my work, I probably don't want to be toting computers and climbing under desks when I'm in my 50s. From now on, any evaluation of my career will involve thinking of what I need to do in the next 10 years to make sure that I'm not trying to have the career of a 30-year-old when I'm 60. Maybe you're only in your 20s and 30s today, but you would be wise to consider, even in the smallest way, where you might want to be in 20 years. Now, you might think only Hollywood actresses have to worry about their age and their looks, but these days, anyone can be subjected to age discrimination. Depending on your career choice, it can happen sooner or later, but you might one day be facing a client who is 20 or 30 years your junior across the meeting table. While people like to talk about the benefits of age and wisdom, younger people don't always like dealing with their elders when they're trying to develop wings of their own. As you grow older, you can find yourself engaged in a constant battle to maintain your status. Regardless of your skills, younger workers will want to flex their own mental and political muscle, sometimes at your expense. The closer you work to the front lines of high tech, training, troubleshooting, and tech work, the more exposed you'll be to the slings and arrows of others. Your goal, as your high-tech career matures, is to move yourself into positions where you can still exercise your technology skills while also managing or mentoring other, younger, high-tech workers. Rising to the level of a mentor and/or a well-respected manager puts you in the position of assisting newer high-tech workers instead of attempting to compete with them. It only makes sense to take all that you've learned over the years and pass it on. This doesn't mean you can't or won't get involved in some hands-on work, but you won't have to face the day-to-day crises that we all face as high-tech workers. The trick to developing a career as a mentor is to start out early. If you're in the corporate world, take new team members under your wing from the start. Everyone knows how nice it is to have a helping hand in the first rough weeks of a new job. You should make it clear to everyone that you're willing to help, whatever the problem. In some cases, just listening to your coworkers can be a big benefit. When I was last in a corporate environment, I had a great coworker. We each knew that we had someone with which to discuss ideas and problems, especially those difficult troubleshooting issues that always arise, without fear the coworker would exploit that discussion for his own benefit later. Luckily, we treated each problem like a puzzle we enjoyed solving together. There were many occasions where we solved extremely difficult and expensive technology issues merely by talking them out over a cup of coffee. Relationships like this are essential to any high-tech career. They allow you to amplify the effect you have on companies and their employees. They also build your reputation as someone who can get things done by using their own knowledge and the knowledge of those around them. Today, as an independent consultant, I have several people who can assist me with specific operating systems, high-end video questions, or network cabling issues. It usually only takes a quick instant message, email, or telephone call to discover the problem and prepare a solution. I consider these connections one of the most important parts of my career. More importantly, they're something that can only be gained over time. Help out newcomers to high-tech careers by giving them a jumpstart on these important relationships. Put out a helping hand, and someone is bound to accept it. As you get older, your high-tech career should take on new angles, new responsibilities, and new ideas. Starting today, you need to keep this idea in the back of your mind. You need to constantly think about where you want your high-tech career to be in 10, 20, or even 30 years. Before you know it, you'll already be there. This Friday on Career Opportunities, making the professional personal. One of the best ways to build your business and your career is to focus not on the business itself, but on the one unique item you have to sell, yourself. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. Welchwrite.com/career. WelchWrite.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career at welchwrite.com or post them as comments on the website. If you're listening directly from the website, please consider subscribing. You'll receive each new show automatically. Do you need a friend to help you with your technology issues? You'll find a new group of friends at friendsintech.com, an association of technology experts whose blogs and podcasts can help everyone, from the beginning computer user to IT professionals. Check out all the member shows and join the conversation on the Friends in Tech forums, where you can ask your most pressing technology questions. Visit friendsintech.com or search for Friends in Tech in iTunes. Now a word from one of our members.
This is Steve Holden from TechNewsRadio.com. If you're an information technology professional that typically finds themselves behind in their technology magazine and journal reading, then check out the weekly Tech Rag Tearouts podcast from TechNewsRadio.com that reviews the latest in mainstream technology references for news and resources from an enterprise systems perspective. I also do periodic interviews with technologists and review technology podcasts that you might find interesting to listen to also. So check out www.technewsradio.com, where I'll always provide listeners with transparent technology podcast reporting, where agendas are checked at the door and information flows with focus. You can also contact me directly at technewsradio@gmail.com or leave a message at 206-984-3836. TechNewsRadio.com is a proud member of FriendsInTech.com.